Good morning, everyone. This is Leland from Highmark in Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. Our speakers are going to be brief, and then we'll open it up to questions. We'll have three speakers, Chip Merkel, who's the head of United Concordia, Dr. Marjorie Jeffcoat, this is her study, and then Dr. Jim Bramson, the chief dental officer at United Concordia. So we'll kick it off with Chip Merkel, the United Concordia president and chief operating officer. Chip.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us today as we release some information about what we consider to be a landmark study on oral health. As you're all aware, the cost of health care today is one of the most talked about subjects in our nation. In fact, as we sit here today, the Supreme Court is starting their meetings on the Obamacare process. United Concordia and Highmark has recognized for a long time that employee wellness is the future of managing dental and medical care costs, and that keeping employees healthy is not only good for the employees, but good for business and good for the bottom line. United Concordia and Highmark have funded a study led by Dr. Marjorie Jeffcoat of the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine that shows how dental and medical insurance industries can come together to have an impact on both cost and health. United Concordia and Highmark decided to fund the study because to address our increasing concern with the importance of oral health and the connection to overall health, and to continue to underscore the company's commitment to wellness. This study is the largest of its kind, conducted using a base of 1.7 million people, including information for 3 years. It is the most statistically conclusive study proving the relationship between oral health and medical cost savings. The findings that you'll hear shortly are just the start of what is to come. Today it's good news for diabetics. And as a result of the outcomes you will hear today, United Concordia is introducing its first-of-the-kind program that provides additional coverage for treatment of periodontal disease for members with diabetes. We believe that employers will realize reduced medical costs when their employees with diabetes receive appropriate periodontal care. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Dr. Marjorie Jeffcoat to share what this study and its significant findings mean for the future of oral health and medical cost savings. Dr. Jeffcoat is an award-winning clinician and researcher from the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine. Dr. Jeffcoat is a professor and dean emeritus of the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine. She has published more than 200 papers and has received numerous clinical and research awards. She maintains a dental practice in Philadelphia and treats patients with complex dental and medical needs. Dr. Jeffcoat?
Thank you very much, Mr. Merkel. It's been a real pleasure to do this study. One of the reasons it's been a pleasure, frankly, is because you could look for what you wanted to look for, and whatever we found was what we found. United Concordia and Highmark did not direct what they wanted to be findings for this study, which is very nice for us as academics when we're working with a study. What we looked at was more than 1.6 million patients, 1,600,000 patients who had both United Concordia Dental Care and Highmark Medical Care over a three-year period. We looked at the following outcomes in type 2 diabetics. We looked at what their medical costs were, what their number of inpatient hospital admissions were, and we looked at their number of medical visits that they had over that three-year period. In that 1,600,000 patients, there were more than 90,000 diabetics. And, of course, we didn't examine the patients. We didn't examine 1 million patients. We didn't call them up. We respected their privacy. I have no idea who they are personally, and that's in accordance with federal guidelines. They were diagnosed in 2007, and then they elected to either receive periodontal treatment or not in 2007. So you had a group that received treatment and group that did not. And then we followed them for 3 years, 2007, 2008, 2009, comparing across the treatment groups and non-treatment groups. And what we found was if you look at mean patient admissions, the mean patient admissions data is striking. In 2007, you have fewer than half the inpatient admissions if the patients had periodontal therapy when compared to the patients who did not. And what I also found striking as an academician is that this result was carried through for 3 years. If we look at the mean number of visits that they went to see their physicians, again, in 2007, they saw half the number of, they had half the number of physicians visits, and this statistically significant result was carried through again for 3 years. Mean medical costs are, of course, as we just heard from Mr. Merkel, very much the topic of the moment for our nation. And if we look at mean medical costs, we have a reduction in mean medical costs in all 3 years. And if you look at it, the mean medical savings, the mean savings of medical costs was $1,814, $1,814 per patient per year. That is a striking number. And this effect, again, is apparent 2 years after the periodontal treatment.
This is Dr. Jim Bramson, and I'd like to make a few comments here. Thank you, Marge, very much for conducting this study. In America, I think we know that there's about 25.8 million adults or children living with diabetes, and that's probably doubled since about 1999. Current estimates are maybe 10% of the population has diabetes. So this study is so important to us when you look at the sheer size of the study and the scope of the study, as well as the statistical significance of the results that Marge found. What that really says is that the results here are no fluke. And we also looked at a variety of periodontal treatments that were done. Some of the earlier studies typically only looked at non-surgical periodontal treatment, and we looked at things across the board. So we believe that that informs us all more accurately about the possible benefit coverages that we could be planned, or we could plan. And the magnitude of these findings is great in an effort to make the cost, or to make the effort to save medical care costs. We did some modeling here just to kind of take a look at what the ability would be to take care of these kinds of patients and the cost of doing that and what kinds of savings you'd have on the medical side. In a group of about 200 members, even as small as that, it would only take about 3% of the diabetics to actually return a savings on the medical side equal to what it would cost to provide these additional treatments. So beyond that, all the rest is really healthcare savings. We hope that our new product, UC Wellness, will be received well received in the marketplace. It's the first comprehensive treatment program of its kind, covering 100% of appropriate periodontal care to help individuals with diabetes to better their condition. The product will be designed with the ability for patients to identify themselves with diabetes, and then that triggers a whole series of educational messages from us to help them understand the disease, as well as to get into their dentist for their coverage, as well as reminders when it's time for them to go back. So in that sense, we believe that we've got the ability to improve their health and drive that health improvement and save money as well. This is just the first step of the study. Marge will be doing some other work for us as we take a look at broader data. That data will take a look at pharmacy costs for diabetics, for example, to determine what additional savings we might be able to look at. We're also going to take a look at that economic data for other savings for other chronic diseases, and that will be forthcoming, and United Concordia will bring that out as those results come forward. We believe this is a good practice for our company and for the industry to embrace. treating chronic medical conditions is to do that is a very high cost, and diabetes is certainly one of the highest costs of all to treat. On the other hand, we all know that dental disease, like periodontal gum disease, is preventable and is treatable at a much lower cost.